In the news at this hour, due to the extreme heat that occurs each summer, especially when prolonged, the following Richland County cooling centers have been identified by Richland County Public Health in partnership with Richland County Emergency Management. The Brewer Public Library in Richland Center will be open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday, Fridays from 9 to 5, and Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. The Woodman Community and Senior Center in Richland Center will also serve as a cooling location during normal business hours, which are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The Village of Viola office will be open during normal business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and they can make the senior dining site available during that time. The Viola Public Library will be open in the Viola area Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and 1 to 5 p.m. on Wednesdays and Fridays from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. The Lone Rock Community Library will be open Tuesday and Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Yuba Community Center. For more details and to gain access, contact Terry at 608-574-9547. Cazenovia Fire Department is available upon request. Contact Daryl at 608-983-2647 for more details and to gain access to the building. Officials will monitor the use of the cooling centers and the extreme heat to determine their continued need during this excessive heat event. Please visit the Richland County website for more information on the location of cooling shelter locations. On Sunday at approximately 7:50 a.m., the Iowa County Sheriff's Office, along with Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Mineral Point Fire Department, and Mineral Point EMS, responded to a report of a UTV rollover at a private residence on Shepherd Road in the town of Linden. The preliminary investigation indicates that 83-year-old Gary Hamilton of Mineral Point was operating a utility terrain vehicle, UTV, on a hillside while spraying weeds at a private residence when the UTV struck a tree stump, causing it to overturn and pin Mr. Hamilton beneath the vehicle. Emergency responders worked quickly to free Mr. Hamilton and immediately began life-saving measures. Due to the severity of his injuries, UW MedFlight was requested and responded to assist. Despite the extensive efforts of all responding personnel, Mr. Hamilton succumbed to his injuries and was pronounced deceased by Iowa County Coroner Wendell Hamlin. The preliminary investigation also determined that Mr. Hamilton was not wearing an occupant restraint or other personal protective safety equipment while operating the UTV. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Mineral Point Fire Department, Mineral Point EMS, UW MedFlight, Iowa County Coroner, Gorgon Funeral Home, and Larry Service and Towing. The River Valley School District is set to hold its regular board meeting Thursday, July 9th at 7 p.m. in the Intermediate School Library located in the Village of Spring Green. The session will feature community spotlights, public comments, and operational updates, as well as legislative news. A major focus of the meeting involves personnel matters, specifically filling the vacant board position for the Village of Lone Rock Area 4 and addressing the resignation of the business manager. The board will also address scheduling adjustments, including moving the September 10th meeting to September 17th and establishing dates for the annual and special meetings. Approval for several key documents is on the agenda, such as the 2025-26 Restraint and Seclusion Report, the High School Report of Crimes and Safety Incidents, the 2026-27 Academic Standards Notice, and the 2026-27 All Staff Employee Handbook. Furthermore, the committee will appoint members to the 2026-2028 Human Growth and Development Committee and process personnel changes. Regarding policy, the board will conduct a second reading of updates concerning library media centers, child abuse and neglect reporting, and food service management, as well as revisions to staff student conduct and communication policies in compliance with 2025 Wisconsin Act 89. A first reading is also planned for policy 722.5, which addresses student mental health services. A Darlington woman faces charges after her vehicle ended up in a ditch early Sunday morning in the township of Platteville. The Grant County Communications Center received a report of the incident at approximately 4:17 a.m. June 28th. Deputies responding to the scene on County D near College Farm Road identified the driver as 32-year-old Alyssa Teagues. According to the sheriff's office, Teagues was attempting to remove the vehicle from the ditch when help arrived. Investigators determined that Teagues was uninjured and the truck she was operating had not sustained damage. However, during the course of the investigation, Teagues allegedly displayed signs of impairment. She was subsequently arrested and charged with operating while under the influence, second offense. The Platteville Police Department assisted at the scene. County Road N is closed today for culvert replacement. This closure is from County Road Double N to Spiral Road. The closure began at 8 a.m. and will go through 3 p.m. This is in parts of Richland and Ithaca townships. That notice from Derek Brown, Patrol Superintendent for the Richland County Highway Department. The Suicide Prevention Task Force at the Richland Hospital and Clinics has announced that registered nurse Renee Creasy is the winner of the 2026 Suicide Prevention T-shirt contest. Creasy's design, which highlights the beauty and hope she finds in Wisconsin, was selected for its meaningful message and will be produced and sold through the Suicide Prevention Corporation of Southwest Wisconsin. Creasy created the design as a personal tribute, intending to provide a sense of peace and hope to the community. Susan Springer, representing Southwest Wisconsin Suicide Prevention, noted that the shirts are priced at $10 to ensure accessibility for all families. Rather than acting as a fundraiser, the initiative is designed to spark essential conversations and connect residents with vital resources, such as the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. In addition to the shirt initiative, the community is invited to participate in a free 4-hour Safe Talk training session. This workshop, which aims to empower individuals to recognize suicide risks and take action, will take place Wednesday, July 22nd from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the hospital. The session will be led by Christy Johnson from Southwest Technical College, and lunch will be provided. Advanced registration is required and can be completed at richlandhospital.com. The shirts are currently available for purchase online at suicide-swwi.com. Both the Richland Hospital and Clinics and the Suicide Prevention Corporation of Southwest Wisconsin continue their longstanding commitment to community health and suicide prevention efforts across the region. Nature enthusiasts and garden lovers should mark their calendars for a spectacular summer showcase as the 7th annual Friends of Kickapoo Valley Reserve Driftless Garden Tour 2026 takes root Sunday, July 12th. Running from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., this year's tour promises an intimate look at the horticultural hidden gems tucked away within the breathtaking landscape surrounding the Kickapoo Valley Reserve. Whether you're a seasoned gardener or simply looking for a peaceful Sunday excursion, the tour offers a unique opportunity to immerse yourself in the natural beauty of the Driftless area. The curated experience features 6 distinct stops, which each offering a unique perspective on garden design and maintenance. Visitors will encounter a wide variety of styles, from lush displays of native and perennial plants to integrated art installations and soothing water features. To add a personal touch to the journey, gardeners will be present at each site, ready to share the inspiring stories and history behind their vibrant creations. This interactive element allows guests to gain firsthand knowledge and perhaps take a little inspiration back to their own green spaces. Beyond the garden gates, the event invites attendees to make a full day of their trip. The KVR Visitor Center serves as a perfect hub where guests can pick up printed maps, explore the interpretive center, or enjoy a short hike. The local community also joins in the spirit of the day with nearby restaurants and ice cream shops open to welcome visitors for a meal or a sweet treat between stops. It's a wonderful way to support local businesses while enjoying the scenic charm of the Lafarge area. Access to this delightful day of discovery is available for just $15. Tickets can be purchased conveniently online at kickapoofriends.org or in person at the KVR Visitor Center, even on the day of the event. Every ticket purchase directly supports the Friends of KVR and their vital mission to preserve and enhance the Kickapoo Valley Reserve. By joining the tour, you're not only treating yourself to a day of beauty, but also contributing to the continued stewardship of one of Wisconsin's most cherished natural landmarks. The American Red Cross urges donors to give blood or platelets now to help hospitals and transfusion centers stay prepared to help all patients. A blood drive is being held from now until 4 o'clock at the Westby Coon Prairie Church. Another blood drive will be held today from 1 until 6 at the American Legion Clubhouse in Plain. Two more blood drives tomorrow from 9:30 to 1:30 at the Waniwak Public Library and from 11 until 3 at the Ridgeway Community Center. Book a time to give blood or platelets now by calling 800 Red Cross or simply walk in. Gas Buddy reports gasoline and diesel prices across Wisconsin and the broader United States have continued to decline over the past week. According to the latest data, in Wisconsin, the average price of gasoline has fallen 8.7 cents per gallon in the last 7 days, bringing the state average to $3.63 per gallon. This represents a significant drop of 57.8 cents compared to just 1 month ago. Although gas prices remain 66.7 cents higher than this time last year. The volatility within the state remains notable with a spread of $1.55 per gallon between the highest and lowest recorded prices. The cheapest station in Wisconsin came in at $3.24 per gallon yesterday. The most expensive was priced at $4.79. Meanwhile, the national average price of gasoline has also seen a reduction, falling 6.9 cents in the last week to reach $3.78. This national benchmark is currently 55.6 cents lower than 1 month ago, but 664.2 cents higher than the previous year. Diesel consumers are also seeing relief at the pump, as the national average price for diesel fell by 11.4 cents over the last week, settling at $4.88 per gallon. Taking a broder historical view of June 29th, the current market reflects a return toward levels seen in recent years after the extreme highs of 2022. 1 year ago in 2025, Wisconsin gasoline averaged $2.96 per gallon against a national average of $3.14. In 2024, the state was at $3.28, while the United States was at $3.48. These figures contrast sharply with a peak seen June 29, 2022, when Wisconsin prices hit $4.66 per gallon amid a national average of $4.85. 5 years ago in 2021, prices were comparable to the 2025 levels. The Wisconsin Department of Justice, alongside a broad coalition of states, has successfully secured a victory in the U.S. District Court for the District of Massachusetts. This ruling effectively blocks an executive order that sought to interfere with the constitutional authority of states to manage their own elections. The decision follows a multi-state legal challenge against federal attempts to restrict voting access through pre-authorized lists and limited mail-in voting procedures. Attorney General Call emphasized that the ruling prevents an unlawful exertion of presidential control over the electoral process. The court declared sections of the order unconstitutional, noting they exceeded executive authority and would have forced states to act in contradiction to their established voter roll procedures and election laws. This injunction ensures that the upcoming 2026 federal elections remain protected from these specific federal interventions. A jury trial is scheduled next spring for the father of Madison's Abundant Life school shooter. Dane County prosecutors say 44-year-old Jeffrey Rupnow gave a dangerous weapon to a person under 18, resulting in deaths and contributed to the delinquency of a minor. The December 2024 school shooting at the Eastside Madison School left a student and teacher dead. Rupnow's 15-year-old daughter then shot and killed herself. Jury selection is set to begin March 8th, with the trial beginning the following day and lasting 9 days. Injuries involving collisions between e-bikes and motor vehicles in Wisconsin have increased by 171% over the last 4 years, according to recently released statewide data from the Dane County Traffic Safety Commission. Injuries from crashes between e-scooters and motor vehicles have increased by 240% over the same period. A significant portion of those crashes involve children and teenagers, often due to unsafe riding practices. High speed and lack of helmets can lead to severe injuries. Experts urge parents to educate children on traffic laws and ensure they use proper safety gear. A Milwaukee man remains at large after police say he shot two people at a wedding reception in a fight about meatballs. Police say during the reception June 20th, 41-year-old Thomas Williams of Milwaukee was told by the bride's cousin to stop eating meatballs with his hands and use a plate. That's when Williams reportedly punched her in the face, which caused her brother-in-law to get involved. According to a criminal complaint, Williams shot them both. The woman was shot in the arm and leg, while the male victim was shot in the back of the neck. Both were taken to an area hospital for treatment. A 43-year-old Madison man is charged for attempting to sexually assault an employee at UW Hospital. On the morning of June 17th, police say Dontell Coney came up behind the female hospital employee in a bathroom while she was washing her hands. Coney allegedly had a knife and told her not to scream. He pulled her into a stall. The woman was able to escape while Coney was unbuttoning his pants. Coney will be in court this week for an initial appearance. With the Independence Day holiday approaching, AAA, the Auto Club Group, is activating its Tow to Go program to help keep roads safe and discourage impaired driving. This initiative aims to reduce the number of dangerous situations on our highways during one of the year's busiest travel periods. The service provides a free and confidential ride for impaired drivers and their vehicles to a safe location within a 10-mile radius and is available to both AAA members and non-members alike. The program will be in operation from 6 p.m. Friday, July 3rd through 6 a.m. Monday, July 6th. Anyone in need of the service can reach out by calling 855-286-9246. While Tow to Go serves as an important safety net, officials emphasize that it should only be used as a last resort. AAA strongly encourages everyone to practice proper planning before celebrations begin, such as designating a sober driver or arranging alternative transportation in advance. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue has officially announced the commencement of the first round of innovation grant payments, marking a significant milestone for local governance support across the state. This initiative, established under 2023 Wisconsin Act 12 and subsequently updated by 2025 Wisconsin Act 15, represents a robust $300 million commitment to helping local governments and tribal nations streamline and transfer essential services and duties to other eligible entities. On Friday, June 26th, the Department of Revenue distributed a total of $14.5 million in initial payments to approved recipients. This first cycle of funding impacts 81 local governments operating across 11 different service categories, including critical areas such as public safety, emergency services, and public works. These approved innovation plans are designed to enhance efficiency and service delivery at the community level. Overall, $72 million has been allocated to 35 specific grant applications in this initial round. These funds are slated for distribution over the next 3 to 5 years, contingent upon the length of the service transfers and the maintenance of program eligibility. With over $220 million in funding still available, the state is preparing for a second application round in the fall of 2026. To encourage even more local governments and tribal nations to participate. Interested parties can find more details and a full list of grant recipients by visiting the Department of Revenue's Innovation Grants webpage. For any inquiries regarding the program or the application process, the Wisconsin Department of Revenue can be reached directly via email at lgs@wisconsin.gov. The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association, WATA, is officially launching the Fairs, Festivals, and Food Summer Digital Passport, which is available through September 20th. This free mobile pass connects travelers directly to the heart of the dairy state, offering a gateway to iconic Wisconsin fairs, festivals, and food experiences. Pass holders can easily discover farm-fresh cheese, artisan markets, and lively community events that celebrate the state's rich agricultural heritage. Getting started is simple and requires no app. Interested participants can sign up for free at wiagtourism.com. And the pass is delivered instantly to their phones via text and email. The digital interface allows users to filter by location, festival type, or food category, making it effortless to map out a perfect summer road trip route. Beyond the fun of exploring, the passport offers a check-in to win feature. By checking in at participating locations, users automatically rack up points for a chance to win exciting prizes, such as overnight hotel stays, admission tickets, and gift cards. More importantly, every check-in supports Wisconsin's hardworking festival staff, family farms, and rural communities, ensuring these traditions remain vibrant for future generations.